Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's a classic Simon and Garfunkel song, rocked up by the Bangles and up 10 places, Hazy Shade of Winter at number 20. Now, we are in the era of jeans ads turning classic songs into brand new hits once again. Originally top 10 in 59, back in the chart after being on that jeans ad. It's number 19 from last week's 32 for Eddie Cochran. Pick up the pops on Radio 2. Hello, this is Mark Goodyear here for the next few weeks. And that's number 19, up 13 places, Eddie Cochran. Come on, everybody. Number 18, down from 11, Jack and Chill, the Jack that House built. We have two new entries inside this week's top 20 on Pick of the Pops. This is the first of them. Number 17 for Sisters of Mercy. This is Dominion. Your all-hit Saturday afternoon at Pick of the Pops at Radio 2. Number 17, new entry, Sisters of Mercy and Dominion. And good afternoon to Richard White, whose message to say, this chart is the first Radio 1 chart I ever did back in the day. I thought something sounded familiar. Number 16, down from 7, it's Elton John and the live version of Candle in the Wind. Number 15, down from 9, to Powell and Valentine. And here's a big climber, leaping 15 to number 14 for Vanessa Paradis, Joe Lataxi. Big climb from 29 to 14 on this week's chart, the week ending of 27th of February 1988 for Vanessa Paradis. That was Joe Lataxi, first of a couple of top 10 hits she had. She had to wait 4 years for her next one, which was Be My Baby in 1992. Okay, down to 13 from last week's 10, Debbie Gibson, Shake Your Love. Up 1 to 12 here, this is The Mission and Tower of Strength. You major hit, and really the only major hit for a band formed out of the remnants of the Sisters of Mercy, who we heard earlier. The Mission, who had to be called Mission UK in the USA. It's all right for us to call them The Mission. Tower of Strength up 1 to number 12 on Pick of the Pops. Number 11 down 5, Bross, When Will I Be Famous? Your top 10 for this week is next.
His was the bass baritone that soundtracked love affairs throughout the 40s and 50s.
Fastest thing in the air, Pick of the Pops on BBC Radio 2.
Next, at number 10.
Doctor in the house.
Up 15 places.
Doctor Ray, Doctor Ray.
We've got a hot one for you.
Plastic Man.
There's an end that could catch you out, and very often did. Last week 25, this week 10, going up for Cold Cut, Yaz and the Plastic Population. Doctor in the House and The Only Way Is Up, that massive hit for Yaz was about to enter the chart. And at number 9. Lastly, Together Forever, number 9. That's a new entry. It's a song that topped the American chart for 1 week, and it was his fourth UK consecutive top 3 hit. So at number 8, a song that really was an anti-apartheid protest, dressed up as a massive popular pop song, and it's up 4 places from 12 to number 8 for the one and only Eddie Grant. Give me hope, Joanna. Number 8 from 12 last week, Eddie Grant and Gimme Hope, Joanna. And from Joanna to Jermaine. This Jermaine had previously been a backing singer for people like Millie Jackson, The Temptations and Gladys Knight. Step into the spotlight now, Jermaine Stewart. Last week, number 8. This week, number 7. Pick of the Pops from 88. This is Say It Again. Climbing the chart just one place, number 7 this week. This is the week ending 27th of February 1988. Pick of the Pops, the only chart that counts on Radio 2. So one more, then it's the top 5, and this is the debut solo hit for Morrissey at number 6. This is Suede Head. That certainly stands the test of time. In at 6th week, at 6th this week, it's the debut hit for Morrissey. It's Suede Head on Pick of the Pops, where we are heading for the new top 5.
Pick of the Pops on BBC Radio 2, where the action is.
There are at least a couple of climbers inside the top five. Well, one of those climbed to number one. All will be revealed very soon. This one's a cover of Tommy James and Shondell's original hit, done by Tiffany in 88. Down to number five from two. I think we're alone now. Children be. It had been number one for 3 weeks, and it's on its way down. Not that quickly, though, Tiffany. Last week, two. This week, five. I think we're alone now. Heading to number four. It's a song that the songwriter almost didn't send to his publisher because he didn't think it was good enough. How wrong he was. It was number three at its highest position last week. This week, four for Taylor Dane. Tell It to My Heart. Coming up next, the first of our two climbers inside this week's Pick of the Pops top three from February 27th, 1988. Down from three to four, Taylor Dane, Tell It to My Heart.
There's always a lot going on at BBC Radio 2.
In America, this was 3 weeks at number one. Here, it peaked at this position. This week's number three, Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car. One of this country's great singers, still going strong today, but at number three in our chart for this week on Pick of the Pops, Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams. Now, along with the Yaz and Cold Cut record that we played earlier, this next one really sounds like the year we are in. Up to number two, Bomb the Bass. To studio manager Guy Worth, as well as Tom DeCrow and producer Phil the Collector Swern. Pick of the Pops is a unique production for Radio 2. And here's your top 20 countdown for the week ending 27th of February 1988. Number 20, it's the Bangles, up 10 with Hazy Shade of Winter. 19, climbing 13 places, Eddie Cochran, Come On Everybody. 18, down 7, Jack and Chill, The Jack That House Built. 17, a new entry, Sisters of Mercy and Dominion. And down 9 to 16, Elton John and Candle in the Wind, live. Number 15, down 6, it's To Bow and Valentine. Up 15 to number 14, Vanessa Paradis, Joe LaTaxi. Debbie Gibson's down 3 to 13 with Shake Your Love. Up 1 at 12, The Mission, Tower of Strength. And Bross, When Will I Be Famous, is number 11. Up 15 to number 10, Cold Cut, Yaz and the Plastic Population, Doctor in the House. 9, a new entry, Rick Astley, Together Forever. Gimme Hope, Joanna, up 4 to 8 for Eddie Grant. At 7, up 1, Jermaine Stewart and Say It Again. And at 6, another new entry, Morrissey and Suedehead. And here's your official top 5. Number 5, down 3, Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now. Down 1 to 4, Taylor Dane, Tell It to My Heart. At number 3, climbing 1, Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car. Up 3 to number 2, it's Bomb the Bass and Beat This. And so, at number 1, for its second of 5 weeks at the top of the UK chart, it's Kylie Minogue and I Should Be So Lucky. It's the one that launched an 18 million selling pop career. Charlene from Namers became Kylie Minogue at number one, the second of 5 weeks there. And that concludes this week's Pick of the Pops. And next week, we are on our way to 1966 and 1981. Join me if you can on BBC Radio 2, online on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. This is Adam Porter.
Aircheckdownloads.com.